Welcome back, friends of Spin Sucks. Today is a very special day for the Spin Sucks podcast. It is our 52nd episode, which means we've been doing this show talking about all things communications related for an entire year. To celebrate this episode, and because our community is so important to me personally, we asked our listeners what they've learned from Spin Sucks in the past year. I've learned some things too, and I'm going to tell you what they are right after we hear from our community.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Here we are, a full year of podcasting under our belts. A year of doing anything is a milestone, and it's all the more fun when people take a few minutes and tell you what they've learned on the journey with you. The first person to share his wins is Shane Carpenter, CEO of a strategic communications firm in Idaho. He's also a very active and engaged community member and is always one of the first to participate when there's a call to arms.
Recently, Jenny asked the question, what is one thing you've learned from Spin Sucks in the last 12 months? My response is, really? Just one thing? Just one thing. Because I've learned like 100 things, probably more. Spin Sucks is like my Bible. It is the place that I go to for public relations and marketing information. I have learned everything from pitching better, to crisis communication, link building, influencer marketing, how to be more productive, how to build marketing funnels, why we need to consider voice search, information on starting a business, writing proposals, writing onboarding plans, writing business plans, AI, measurement, and everything about Peso. Just one thing? No. It's like 100 things.
He cracks me up. So I guess just one thing was a big request. You're awesome, Shane. Thank you. Next, we heard from Tricia Landsberg, the head of PR for a national PR firm where she runs all internal and external communications. You don't want to fast forward through this one, if only for the accent alone. It is glorious.
Probably the most valuable thing I learned from the Spin Sucks podcast this year were media pitching tips and tricks they shared. So considering that this is my personal weakness, as I don't have too much experience on it, the Spin Sucks podcast gave me the confidence to start incorporating earned media, even though it was really intimidating at first.
Tricia, I'm so glad to hear you're getting over the fear of earned media. It's such a valuable tool, especially combined with the other media types in the Peso model. Next up is Tressa Robbins, a professional and social mentor and vice president of client onboarding and implementation at Burrells Luce. She has a thing or two to say about how important it is to have multiple models working together.
Hi, this is Tressa Robbins. I have learned so much from Jenny Dietrich, the Spin Sucks blog, podcast, and community, but probably the most impactful thing that I've learned is that I've developed a much deeper understanding of the Peso model, combining that with the AMAC measurement framework to the point that I felt comfortable and confident in guest lecturing at a university on PR measurement and its components.
Tressa, we love having you in the Spin Sucks community and enjoy learning so much from you about the industry. Thank you for everything you do for us. Now we have Chris Williams from Planet Magpie, which is one of the coolest IT firms around, if only because they love their dogs. Everything they do is dog-oriented, and it's very fun and clever. Chris is the digital marketing and communications manager there. Here's what he has to say.
This is Chris from Planet Magpie. One thing I've learned from the Spin Sucks podcast is how to better strategize my approach to media. The podcast introduced me to the Peso model, which is a great way to conceptualize different media types and work them into my marketing routine. It works.
I love his surprise. It works at the end. Yes, it does indeed work. Thanks, Chris. I love this next clip from Paula Kiger because she and I are of the same mind. She talks about how being attentive, caring, and present makes all the difference in the world.
Hi, this is Paula from Big Green Pen. One thing I've learned from Spin Sucks is the value of admitting what you don't know, which goes hand in hand with the value of answering the most basic of questions. Like the time early on when I said I didn't know what Peso was and Jenny wrote a blog post about it to answer my question. And another time when there was a discussion about how to make a link within a blog post go to an external page instead of opening within the page. And I didn't get it. And Jenny walked me through it. like where to put the little checkbox. It's those little things that build big relationships and help grow community and make us incredibly loyal. So thank you for all of that transparency and for encouraging us to ask the simple questions.
The best part about what Paula says about the peso model is, without her question, I wouldn't have drawn a kindergarten-level graphic of what it looks like that our graphic designer then made pretty when I included it in SpinSucks, the book. So thank you, Paula, for asking the question that set all of that in motion. I've spoken about how awesome the SpinSucks community is and how valuable it is from a professional perspective here on the podcast, on the blog, and on social media, and in email, and, well, pretty much everywhere. Deirdre Lopian of Deirdre Lopian Public Relations gets it as well.
This is Deirdre Lopian from Deirdre Lopian Public Relations, and I wanted to wish a happy first anniversary to the SpinSucks podcast. SpinSucks has taught me the importance of nurturing relationships within an online community. No matter where you are in your career, whether you're a recent college graduate to head superwoman like Jenny Dietrich, take time to get to know others and let them get to know you. Being an active member of the SpinSucks community has not only allowed me to learn from my peers, but has given me a platform to share my own expertise. So congrats, Jenny, on this huge milestone, and I look forward to celebrating many more.
What a nice congrats, Deirdre. Thank you. Another listener, Heather Feemster, who is a communications coordinator for Provenance Consulting, has been appreciating our awesome community as well. She makes an important point about maintaining integrity and high ethical standards in the industry.
This is Heather Feemster. SpinSucks is my lifeline. Over the last 12 months, it has provided me a way to reconnect with real people after a hiatus from the PR profession. It's become a place to share wins and lessons learned, to build a supportive community of like-minded professionals, and very often a place where I am humbled, in a good way, by the incredible peers that SpinSucks has brought together. There's a sense of camaraderie between us all who have a passion to do what we do well, with integrity and with the highest ethical standards. So thank you, SpinSucks, for providing me, and probably a few others, with professional confidence, personal purpose, and an opportunity to re-engage in the industry.
Heather, I'm humbled every day in the community too. We are surrounded by some really smart people, aren't we? Next up is Emily Zarecki, who, like Shane, said it was impossible to choose just one thing. You guys are just too funny. Emily's in charge of content for RP Marketing. Here's what she has to say.
Hello, this is Emily Zarecki. Recently, Jeannie posed a question asking PR people, what's one thing we've learned from SpinSucks in the past 12 months? And my answer basically was that it's hard to just pick one thing. There is so much information that is available through SpinSucks, and I've gone there for advice on a number of different topics. If I had to name two, I would say best practices in measurement, as well as implementing the peso model.
Emily, it makes my heart full to know you value the work we do around measurement. Thank you. Many of you know Katie Robert as the yin to Christopher Penn's yang, but she also has become a very close friend of mine. I will never forget the moment Penn told me I needed to meet the woman who was going to run Trust Insights as its chief executive. He could not say enough nice things about her brilliance, and he was right. Here's what Katie has to say about the past year with SpinSucks.
This is Katie Robert of Trust Insights. One thing that I've learned from being part of the SpinSucks community is that we all share the same types of challenges and issues as agency owners and as staff members. And I mean that not in the sense that we're not all working towards our own specific goals, but it's good to have a community behind you to ask questions and to see, oh, someone else has already tackled that type of problem, and I can probably learn something from them. So it really builds this camaraderie. So I think that that's the biggest thing that I've learned from the SpinSucks community, is that you're not alone in it, even if you are a solo practitioner.
She's absolutely right. We do all face the same challenges, and it's amazing to have peers and colleagues who can help us make less costly mistakes and fail faster. I can't tell you what it's meant to hear these comments from people. To everyone who sent us an audio clip, thank you. And now it's my turn. I'll be honest. I started the SpinSucks podcast with a bit of trepidation. We talked about it for years, but I couldn't just seem to get my butt in gear to get it done. I kept hearing things such as less than 1% of podcasts are hosted by women, according to Libsyn. And I also watched the trajectory of podcasting and yet just couldn't get off the dime. But then the amazingly brilliant and easy to work with women from One Stone Creative told me there's more than enough content on the blog to create a podcast.
They said, in fact, I wouldn't have to do any work other than record something weekly. They've made it so easy, it was impossible to say no. Thanks to them, we're here a year later. Definitely has not been without its challenges. For some reason, my microphone that is 52 episodes old has stopped working. So there have been many shows I've had to re-record, sometimes at the very last minute. But that's not frustrating at all. And while I'm being completely forthright, I'm not a podcast listener, so it's been challenging for me to get excited about doing it every week, if only for that reason. But when someone comes up to me at a conference and says it's nice to meet me in person because I'm in her ears every week, it makes it all worth it. Receiving audio notes from so many of you about what you've learned in the past year also makes it worth it. Thank you. Thank you to every one of you for sticking with us for the past year. I'm so happy and so grateful for this community and the different ways I get to connect with all of you. If you're not already a member of the SpinSucks community, go to spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. Next week, we're going to talk about a marketing platform that's been growing exponentially year over year, and that is video. I'll talk to you then.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories